Here is an official Staggering Stories warning. I am duty-bound to tell you that during this performance, I, Tony Galichon, despite requests to the contrary, sing. Any blood loss from your eardrums is entirely at your own risk. Welcome to the Staggering Stories Christmas Staff Party 2006, Dalek Empire 7. Here is a box, a musical box, wound up and ready to play. But this box can hide a secret inside. Can you guess what is in it today? It's Mr. Dalek. Hello, Mr. Dalek. What are you up to? I see. You're off to Tromptonshire to teach the population just what true terror is. May we come with you? Let's see now. Yes, this must be the road to Camberwick Green. Is that right? Okay, good. You'll have to bear with me, Mr. Dalek. I don't normally narrate these stories. And to be honest, I was a little bit too intimidated to try and get Brian Kent, so I'll just have to do. What do you mean, get a map? What do you expect, Ordnance Survey to give a special cartographical delight for this county? Do you expect Tom to be able to give you exact directions, Don't look at me like that. Look, it's going to take you a short while to get to the village centre, so why don't I just pop ahead and have a look at what's going on? Ah, yes, here we are. It's a lovely day in Camberwick Green. The sun is shining, there's a gentle breeze, and all this made far easier for me by the fact it's on audio. There's Mickey Murphy the baker, busy baking away. Hello, Mickey. Lovely day, isn't it? Yes, I'm sure you're too busy to talk to a phony stand-in narrator, so why don't you just get on with your important work? You might want to hide the children. No, don't look at me like that. good, there's Mrs. Honeyman. Just the person we need. Hello, Mrs. Honeyman. Yes, hello, look, I need you... Look, will you bloody well shut up and listen for once, woman? And keep that wretched baby quiet. There's no need to take such offence. No, seriously, look, this is important. Don't look at me like that. Oh, for heaven's sakes. Mrs. Honeyman doesn't wish to talk to us, so we'll just have to look elsewhere for help. Hello, what's this? Good, look, there's Dr. Mop. Hello, Mr. Dalek. Made it already, I see. Yes, that's right, I did say no! No, not that doctor. This is Dr. Mop, you know, funny beard, drives... Well, yes, he drives a daft old-fashioned car. But seriously, it's not... Oh dear. Mrs. Honeyman at least has seen what's happened, is going to tell the others around the village green. Okay, perhaps she isn't. Look, Mr. Dalek, are you absolutely hell-bent on destroying all life here? You are. It's what Daleks do.
Oh, Mr. Dalek flies to and fro, just as a good Dalek should. He has no time for the other toys who always gatecrash his hood. He exterminates them as much as he can, just as a good Dalek ought. Structures and people, nothing survives, not even Captain Snot. Oh, Mr. Dalek glides to and fro, just as a good Dalek should.
Well, that makes things much clearer. Oh dear. Meanwhile, at Pippin Fort, the bugler has noticed smoke coming from Camberwick Green. He looks around for a moment, trying to work out what to do. Captain Snort is busy inspecting his soldier boys, and the bugler is coming running out. "Sir, sir!" he shouts. Oh dear, Captain Snort isn't too happy to be interrupted. He likes a good inspection. I think the bugler is going to be having an encounter with Sergeant Major Kraut before too much longer. Perhaps for one person at least, the visit of an alien Vader may be fortuitous. Ah, I see, the bugler's finally managed to tell Captain Snort about the trouble down the road. "What?" says the captain. "A rescue mission? Save all the villagers? To the truckmen, at the double!" Meanwhile, back in Camberwick Green, things seem a little quiet. Let's have a proper look. Oh dear, look, inside the fishmongers. Mr. Carraway appears to be lying down on the job. He's very still and a little melted. Oh dear. And look, there at the post office, there's Mrs. Dingle and Peter Hazel, the postman, and oh no, look. Mr. Dalek even exterminated Packet, the postmistress's dog. Well, that's just plain cruel. And there's Thomas Tripp, and there by the pond, there's Roger Varley, the chimney sweep. Oh, this is just so wrong. Mind you, I wonder. Actually, there's tire marks. Can you see them leading out of the village? Well, no, obviously you can't, but I may... Maybe somebody went for help. Oh well, here come the boys from Pippin Fort. I just hope there's someone left alive for them to rescue. I mean, the bakery's on fire and... Oh dear. Quick, boys, keep on going. Don't stop. You know, this isn't right. There's something seriously wrong when you see characters from your childhood lying slaughtered on the ground. Oh, hello there, Mr. Dalek. You're a very bad Dalek, you know that? I mean, honestly, did you have to exterminate the whole village? I see, you did. May I ask why? I see. No, I mayn't, because you don't want to make me sing again. Okay, I can understand that, fair enough. So, where now? Ah, time to visit the main town of this county, eh? Oh dear. Look, over there. Someone survived. It's Captain Snort. Oh dear, no, don't weep, man. Stiff up a lip and all that. Yes, I know they were your boys, your precious boys. Oh, that doesn't sound right. Don't look at me like that. Stop snivelling and get help, that's right. Use the phone in Mr. Crockett's garage. Dial the number for unit. That's right, man, hold it together. Good. Oh, now what? Oh, no, don't start crying again. Oh, I see. Oh dear, for pensions advice, please press 1. For scientific advice, please press 2. For alien invasion, please press 3. I'd press 3, wouldn't you? Oh, you can't. Oh, you git, Mr. Dalek. No one gets out alive, eh? Be off with you. Here is the clock, the Trumpton clock, telling the time steadily, sensibly, never too quickly, never too slowly, telling the time for Trumpton. Oh, that's just brilliant. What's going to tell the time for Trumpton now, I see. If those pesky Raxacorico Falibatorians can destroy St. Stephen's Clock Tower, then you can destroy the Trumpton Clock. But still, that really was uncalled for. And whilst I'm ranting, I want to know... I don't know if this has been asked before, but just how did you do it? I mean, you were made in Taiwan or China or somewhere like... Don't look at me like that. Oh, I see.
Well, don't even think about exterminating me, my little friction-dry friend. Remember, sometimes into the woods, exterminate me and all hell breaks loose. Are we clear? Oh, good. Oh, look. Here comes Mrs. Lovelace to see what all the noise is. Oh, dear. Mr. Dalek has exterminated her dogs. Run, Mrs. Lovelace, run! I see, you can't. They were your only source of motive power. Oh, well, you're screwed, then. Meanwhile, at the fire department, Captain Flack has taken an important call. Hello? Yes? What? A fire? A real fire? Where? Yes! I mean, right, we'll be there right away. Pew! Pew! Barney McGrew! Cuthbert! Dibble! The Grub! Well, don't just stand there open-mouthed, Flack! Run, man! Mr. Dalek is looking at Captain Flack. I think he's got something planned. Elevate! Descend! Oh, now you're just taking the piss, aren't you? Meanwhile, at Wingstead Hall, emergency instructions are being put into action. Lord Belborough is preparing Bessie, his train, for a mass evacuation of citizens. Hang on a moment, how did you know what was going on, Lord Belborough? Oh, I see. Brackett had a phone call from someone, did he? Well, good luck to you, that's all I can say. I see you've managed to get quite a few people here for a ride in Bessie. Mobile brothel, if you ask me, mind. And as for those matching his and his overalls, well, I'm mildly perturbed, I can tell you that. Oh, look, there's Mr. Cresswell from the Biscuit Factory, Mr. Bilton the Gardener at Winstead Hall, Mr. Harry Farthing and Winnie from the Pottery, Mr. Antonio the Ice Cream Man, a local mafia boss, and a few others. Well, good luck to you all, that's all I can say. You know, they might just make it. They might just make it. They just need to get past Treadle's Wharf. Oh, the humanity. Is there anyone left in the entire county? Oh, look. It's Mr. Dagenham, the salesman. He's stopping short to take stock. Hello? What's that he's doing? Talking into the latest mobile phone. They rot your brain. You do know that, Mr. Dagenham, don't you? Oh, don't look at me like that. What the f... I see. It's Windy Miller, last of the Toy Time Lords. Hello, Windy. You took your bloody time. Oh, I see. You had to finish your porridge, did you? Bloody hippie. Anyway, what have you there? Oh. Oh, that's clever. Careful, Windy. Windy's going to speak to Mr. Dalek. Look. Mr. Dalek, look. It's a box. A musical box, wound up and ready to play. And this box doesn't just hide a secret inside, it can take you to a whole new land. A magic garden where there's plenty of other toys to exterminate. A dog, a snail, a strange spring thingy with a moustache and, well, yeah, you get the idea. Oh, Mr. Dalek likes that. Whole new pastures to invade and exterminate. Yes, look, he's hovering back on top of the music box. Oh, very well done, Windy. You sent Mr. Dalek to the magic garden. Do you realise how cruel that is? I mean, do you? Unleashing him on a whole new world? Windy's laughing. Why are you laughing, Windy? What do you mean you haven't... Mr. Dalek is trapped? I don't understand. Yes, look, stop laughing and explain. The box isn't a music box. It's a toy Time Lord device left over from the Great Tea Time War. It's a prison ship. Ah, Mr. Dalek will have to reside there until he promises to mend his ways. Brilliant! That was very, very clever, Windy. I'd say you've saved the day, but, well, apart from Mr. Dagenham, it's just the two of you, really, isn't it? let's have a song.
Hello,
Hurry up, hurry up, run from the grounds. Mayhem and slaughter are here to be found. Now is the time to bury the dead. Shovels for sale, £2 a head. Bodies and limbs scattered all round the place. Old friends from Chumptonshire never replaced. Everyone's dead and all decays as the Dalek so merrily slays.
Dalek Empire 7, Mr. Dalek Invades Chumptonshire, was written, narrated and produced by me, Tony Galichon. No attempt has been made to infringe copyright, and it's all been done with the greatest of respect and admiration for the works of Gordon Murray and the wonderful Brian Cant. Special thanks to Keith for the Genesis arc. Well, that's it. A very happy fan cliché to all of you at home. Mr. Dalek will return in the Staggering Stories Christmas Staff Party 2007.